from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show, a little bit after 7 a.m. Time for 20 and 20. 20 news stories in 20 minutes. Every story gets 60 seconds on the clock. A bell will ring and you must quit telling your story. And the next person has to immediately start telling theirs. It's 20 and 20 news. Go, Heidi.
A woman is taking her motherly duty to the next level by serving as the gestational surrogate for her daughter and son-in-law. Julie Loving's her name. She is carrying her soon-to-be granddaughter, the first child of daughter Brianna Lockwood and Brianna's husband Aaron. Now, when Brianna's baby girl's born this November, she and Julie intend to let her know that she was wanted so much that they did everything they could to bring her into the world.
By mommy, grandma.
Yeah, so my daughter and I would have lived in the same womb. Weird. Brianna, who's a receptionist in Illinois, and her husband Aaron started to try to get pregnant immediately after their wedding in 2016. But after a year of unsuccessful attempts and two additional years marked by multiple rounds of in vitro fertilization, surgeries, and miscarriages, Lockwood's doctor suggested she consider surrogacy. Her doctor, her fertility specialist, told Brianna she could seek a family member or a friend to act as a surrogate, and they could pay her up to $100,000 to do it.
Sounds like womb mates. Apparently, U.S. residents aren't the only people who are unhappy with their leadership. In Scotland, people are showing their dissatisfaction with Queen Elizabeth by pooping on the grounds of her vacation home.
Ooh.
People are choosing to relieve themselves right next to the busy paths and monuments rather than move a little bit farther away to avoid contamination. A statement released by Balmoral Castle reads, "We are seeing a lot of non-biodegradable wipes being discarded in the countryside."
Oh, they're crapping on the yard, but they're wiping their butts?
Yeah.
We haven't seen
they're
Sean
not
Connery.
Totally disgusting.
We haven't seen Sean Connery in a while. I guess he's now working for this castle.
Oh. Is that your Sean Connery?
It is. Sean Connery. Sean Connery. Oddly enough, because there's no public restrooms anywhere near the castle, the Balmoral staff has come to accept cleaning up the visitors' poops on a regular basis. If you need to defecate, do so as far away from as possible from the paths and buildings, water courses.
Sorry, Sean. Story number three, 20 and 20. Heidi, how does it feel to not know anything about music?
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
But also your taste is terrible.
Because I love... No, it's not.
Oh, it's
we
very...
like the same thing.
Listen, I've got proof, finally, that your taste is terrible. Because you have always said, Bob Dylan is awful. Well, guess what? How does it feel?
How does it feel?
Only one artist now has top 40 albums in every decade since the 1960s. Mr. Bob Dylan.
No.
Yep, his latest album, Rough and Rowdy Ways, debuted at number 2 this week. So that means he had 8 top 40 albums in the 60s, 14 of them in the 70s, 7 of them in the 80s, 4 in the 90s, 7 in the 2000s, 9 in the 2010s, and now 1 in the 20s. Come on, Heidi.
Yeah,
how does it feel?
Gone to the finest school, all right, Miss Lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it.
You thank God for the
president. My turn. Story number 4. President Trump called masks a double-edged sword and doesn't wear them in public. VP Mike Pence encouraged Americans to wear masks in affected areas, but said the White House will continue to defer to governors about setting policies. When you let states decide, you get a fragmented approach. 21 states have some form of public mask requirement, which means 29 don't. Nebraska threatened to cut off counties from COVID-19 relief if they pass mask mandates. That seems odd. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has said government cannot require individuals to wear masks. Local governments can require stores and businesses to require masks. So why is there such a controversy? Well, studies show mask mandates help reduce the spread of COVID-19. Even a simple cloth mask cuts transmission 10%. Another study revealed that countries with policies and norms more favorable to mask wearing had lower coronavirus death rates. But some Americans have called mask mandates an infringement on their individual liberties, which is...
Okay, I have to try and get through this very fast. Okay. A pair of Little Caesar employees in Ohio have been fired after they gave a customer pizza with a swastika on it. Missy and Jason Laska said that they picked up a pepperoni pizza from the eatery over the weekend, and when they got home, they discovered the pepperoni had been placed into the form of a Nazi swastika. Posting a photo of the pizza on Twitter, Missy wrote that she was truly disappointed. Little Caesar's officials said that they have zero tolerance for racism and discrimination in any form, and they immediately terminated the employees. Now, Aziz Ansari has an exact stand-up bit about this, and I'm going to attempt to play it off of my phone.
Oh, all right, here we go.
You know, in a big corporation, even one employee does something, the whole company's under fire, right? You know, saw this whole pizza thing, right? Guy orders a pepperoni pizza. He gets the pizza. The pepperonis are arranged to look like a swastika. But now some people online are saying it doesn't look like a swastika. They're saying it looks like a regular pizza. So the internet is split. I saw it. Kind of look like a regular pizza to me. I don't know. What do you guys think? Clap if you think it's a swastika. Clap if you think it looks like a swastika. And what can post?
So I'm skipping now.
But okay.
You know what's interesting is I just made all that up. None of that happened.
So he made up a bit that now has happened in real life.
He's like The Simpsons.
All right, Cirque du Soleil announced that yesterday it is filing for bankruptcy protection as the coronavirus pandemic continues to rattle the world. The entertainment group is working to restructure its capital structure, according to a statement. Its application will be heard by the Superior Court of Quebec on Tuesday. Once given this initial order, it will file for Chapter 15 bankruptcy protection in the United States. Cirque du Soleil is an institution on the Las Vegas Strip. With its pricey, mesmerizing shows high on visitors' vacation agendas, the company had six shows operating in major Las Vegas casino hotels when coronavirus crushed travel and closed casinos for nearly 3 months. Zumanity, The Beatles, Love, Ka, Mystere, and Michael Jackson won. Major shows like Cirque have not reopened in Vegas under the state's reopening guidelines, covering large crowds. Cirque shut down its shows in Las Vegas across the world on March 14th. From the very beginning of the new coronavirus outbreak, Cirque du Soleil took rigorous measures to protect its work teams and the public. Our priority has always been and remains...
Oh. All right. First came Brexit, then came COVID-19, and now the Brits are having to deal with battle hordes of disease-ridden horseflies that have invaded parks and gardens in the UK.
It's all the poop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The half-inch-long flies, which usually are found on the countryside, invaded the city during the coronavirus lockdown, congregating around pools, ponds, and gardens. Unfortunately, the flies, which thrive in hot and humid conditions, are expected to multiply with upcoming thunderstorms predicted. Some people who were bitten required hospitalization and a round of antibiotics. The bites can also lead to cellulitis, a skin infection.
Oh, man, your back of your thighs have been beaten up.
Man, and my ass cheeks, too.
The gargantuan flies who strike without warning are, according to the British Pest Control Association, literally designed to eat a horse. Their bite is both impressive and painful. They can persistently chase you at a flying speed of around...
Thank God. Eric's time.
Story number eight.
Seriously.
Johnny, let me ask you a question. Gay for the stay. Do you know the term?
No.
When you're in prison? You shack up with somebody?
Yeah.
Who on the show would you be gay for the stay?
Or who would be?
Who would he choose? If we were all in prison, the guys on the show, who would he be gay for the
stay? I think I'd like to be the man, and it'd probably be Eric. He'd be my woman.
Yeah,
all right. My bitch.
I think we can all agree on that.
Yep. Everyone can agree on that. I'm the girl in all these relationships.
Yep. Well,
wow, I feel so beautiful. I feel like the Bachelorette.
Get one shank.
A lot of people thought that Aaron Hernandez was gay for the stay with this Kyle Kennedy, who he shacked up with in prison. There's this new documentary, Aaron Hernandez, Jailhouse Lover Tells All. It's coming out on Reels this Sunday at 8 p.m., but he says it was a relationship. He said, I mean, the things we talked about, it wouldn't even be believable. He used to tell me he wanted to marry me. Anything I ever wanted in life, he would make sure it all came true. And he's going to reveal all this Sunday.
Sammy, did those two people who made the swastika pizza get fired?
Yes.
It was the right thing to do. If you see a plane doing some lazy passes over Seattle, it's not the Patriots filming the Seahawks practice. It's the Boeing 737 MAX on its first certification flight since being grounded 15 months ago. All 737 MAXs have been parked since March of 2019 following two fatal crashes that killed 346 people. So what's the point of the test flight? Well, pilots from Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration will be doing various flight maneuvers and intentionally triggering the automated self-prevention software system that malfunctioned in both cases. So, shouldn't you do that not over a city? Like maybe out over a desert or something?
Fielded.
Well, Florida manatee deaths have increased. A new report finds that manatee deaths are up 20%.
Oh, the humanity. Oh, my.
Officials say the pandemic has led to delays in environmental projects to help save their habitats, and there's been a spike in reckless behavior on the water, including speedboats and littering. Yeah. Manatees were taken off the endangered list in 2017, but now they're up 20% in deaths, so...
Also known as the sea cow, right, Heidi?
That's right. That's why you say, oh, the huge manatee.
Mm-hmm.
A music festival in Wisconsin dropped the name COVID Herd Immunity Festival amid backlash, but still plans to sell thousands of tickets to the July event as the coronavirus pandemic continues. The three-day festival, now dubbed July Mini Fest, is rescheduled to take place from July 16th to July 18th at the outdoor Q&Z Expo Center in Ringgold, Wisconsin. This is according to the venue's Facebook page. Ringgold is located in Marathon County, roughly 80 minutes west of Green Bay. The festival will feature music performances by 15 bands, including, well, none that I've ever heard of, Sponge, Blacktop Mojo, Boba Flex, Versus Me, Static X, and more. And now deleted Facebook post, organizers reportedly wrote a justification for holding the festival, even as large-scale events across the country and around the world announce cancellations to slow the spread of the virus. As humans, we need other human contact. Music in itself is great, but the live streams, as I'm sure you all know, is just not the same. We need live. We need to feel it in the bones, run shivers up your spine. Music with people all around us takes us all on a trip that, unless you have felt it, you won't understand, according to this post. Nonpoint, one of the groups previously scheduled to perform, tweeted a response Wednesday to a fan upset about its participation in the festival.
Frankie, you're going to love this story.
All right.
A 72-year-old woman is recovering from injuries after being gored by a bison at Yellowstone National Park. You like when these people are
doing. Always rude to the animals.
Bisons gore people.
Officials say she tried getting close to the bison several times so she could take a picture.
Oh, dummy.
That's when it happens. This happened near the woman's campsite last week.
Tatanka Owachi.
Bridge Bay Campground in northwest Wyoming. Park visitors are supposed to stay at least 25 yards away from the large animals in the park. Officials say this attack serves as a reminder that wildlife in Yellowstone National Park are that wild. Another woman was also gored at the park last month.
I remember that video of that like 8-year-old girl who got tossed in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Get over there by the bison.
Again, it always goes back to parenting.
Quarter of a football field.
Story number 13, 20 and 20. The national anthem is really getting a lot of heat right now. Do you guys know why necessarily everybody's hating on the national anthem?
I guess it's the verses that we don't hear. Like the third and the fourth verse are kind of nasty.
And Francis Scott Key was a slave owner.
Well, not just a slave owner, Heidi, but he once said that African Americans were a distinct and inferior race of people, which all experience proves to be the greatest evil that affects a community.
Oh, my God.
I think that was John Wayne, but whatever.
Hmm. Well, now they're suggesting that perhaps this be the new national anthem.
Imagine all the people living life in peace. You
one of my favorite songs of all time.
And you'll have that part during every national anthem. Everybody goes, you play ball. let's see. Chesapeake Energy filed for bankruptcy yesterday. If you've never heard of this company before, well, let's start at the beginning. Chesapeake was co-founded and led by a character named Aubrey McClendon, who saw the promise of horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracturing, which is fracking, and gobbled up land for oil and gas exploration. Then came fantastic growth and fantastic debt. In the early 2010s, Chesapeake spent about $30 billion more on leasing and drilling than it earned in revenue from energy production. In 2012, Chesapeake market value was 1/27th the size of Exxon's, but its net debt load was double. McLennan was forced out in 2013 after accumulating more than $20 billion in debt. So fast forward to this year, the coronavirus and ensuing lockdowns caused a crash in oil and gas prices, and Chesapeake reported a more than $8 billion loss in Q1. And that's the story, and if you don't like it, go frack yourself.
Oh!
Well, I have more pizza news. Shaq and Papa John's think that you deserve a bigger slice of pizza. The two have teamed up. Yep. They've teamed up for the Shaq-a-roni pizza.
Oh, the Shaq-a-roni.
The pizza has the biggest slice ever from Papa John's with extra cheese and pepperoni. The extra large pizza is cut into 8 slices instead of 10 to make the pieces bigger. And apparently, Shaq is on the board for Papa John's and is also a franchise owner.
Oh. It's too much meat. No?
Well, you would think that. Throw some anchovies on that. You'll love it.
The state of Rhode Island is moving to change its official name, the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations, due to its connection to slavery. Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo signed an executive order on Monday to change what appears on government documents, and the state's legislators moving forward with a bill to alter the name entirely. Many of the state's residents find it painful that a word so closely associated with slavery should appear in the official name of the state. The pain that is this association causes to some of our residents should be of concern to all Rhode Islanders, and we should do everything in our power to ensure that all communities can take pride in our state. The order will shorten the name to Rhode Island.
Oh.
In official, yeah.
Well, this is
In official communications.
This is like the smallest state.
Because it's adorable. From the governor's office, including executive orders and citations, it will also change the state's website. It will also remove the word plantations from all state agency websites and official correspondence, effective as soon as practicable.
All right.
FBI warning. FBI warning. And this is not the female body inspector.
Oh.
This is the actual FBI. Beware of bogus coronavirus antibody tests.
Oh, that's a good experience, though.
Yeah.
Scammers are capitalizing on the coronavirus pandemic by selling bogus antibody tests. They say that crooks who sell the fake tests are really fishing for people's personal information so they can rip them off. Officials say scammers contact victims by phone and offer them to sign up for a test, taking their social security number and credit card information. By the time the victim realizes the test isn't going to happen, he or she already has been robbed. Spotting an antibody test scammer is easy, according to the FBI. Once again, not the female body inspector.
Okay.
Because
well, that guy clarified that twice. I was thinking it was the female body inspector.
He's got the T-shirt. Let him say it.
Got it in spring break one year. Myrtle Beach. Because such tests are never offered to just random people, a doctor has to file a request on the patient's behalf. So don't fall for any of that stuff.
Story number 18, 2020. Heidi, I know that you love musicals on Broadway.
On Broadway.
Thank you for playing along.
Always.
But you're not going to get to go see a Broadway show this year.
Dang
this
it.
Entire year. All the way until January, yeah. As the COVID-19 crisis continues, the Broadway League has announced a further delay of the reopening of Broadway. It was initially set at April 12th, and then they moved it to June 7th, and then to September 6th, and now at least it's January 3rd of 2021. Now, Beetlejuice and Frozen won't even come back. And I didn't know there's a new Michael Jackson musical called MJ originally scheduled to begin previews right about now. And they've pushed that to March of next year. And they've postponed the Tony Awards as well. So if you love Broadway, you're out of luck.
You won't be able to see Rent because they can't pay Rent.
I know our boss Otto loves Broadway. He wanted to make sure we did this story.
I know. Otto, like Texas. Damn it.
No.
All right. We have lots of National Women's Soccer League fans listening to the show, so be assured we're just as excited as you are for the return of the NWSL. Yes, the month-long tournament in Utah represents the return of professional team sports in the U.S. In other game news, Liverpool won the English Premier League for its first top-flight title since 1990. The 2023 Women's World Cup will be hosted by New Zealand and Australia. And other news, L'Oreal will stop using words like white and fair in its skin products. American Airlines said it would start filling planes to capacity beginning on July 1st. Those middle seats are going to be sold now. Microsoft is closing all its retail stores. Wait, Microsoft has retail stores? And Nike CEO John Donahoe warned of job cuts after a rough earnings report this week. Nike's even cutting people.
Well, it might take a while, but do you think that you could name all 50 states without looking at a map?
She probably knows a damn stupid song.
Oh, there's a song?
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada. Nevada. Damn it.
Ah, well. Okay. A survey asked over 7,500 Americans how confident they are that they could do it, and over 75% of us think that we could.
Oh, no way.
44% are very confident they could do
no
it.
No way.
32% were somewhat confident, and 6% said no way. Men were much more likely to be very confident that they could, 51% compared to 38% of women.
I can name them all. I couldn't put them on a map,
you
necessarily.
Really?
Not, no. You know what screws me up is those East Coast ones screw me up. I know New York, but some of those, and then those Montana, Wyoming, those get me too, and the Dakotas. Wow.
This isn't even putting it on a map.
Yeah, it's just saying.
Just naming them.
Just naming them. There you go. 20 stars in 20 minutes.
They said it couldn't be done.
Did they say it couldn't be done?
Yeah, I think I heard people saying that.
I don't know if anyone's
it's the talk of the town.
I don't know if anyone's actually ever said that.
All online, they're going crazy.
Because really, we just stop after we do 20 anyway. There's no like real super time limit.
Sometimes
we go long.
Why are you telling them behind the scenes?
I don't know.
Why are you breaking the fourth wall?
It's like if we never fail at it, then how we fail ever possibly fail again?
Well, yeah, but if we don't ever fail at it, are we really succeeding?
So it's not really a thing. Never mind. I guess we'll never do this again. Now we will. On Friday at 8 o'clock, 20 and 20. But right now we got some traffic.